All right, my wrist is buzzing. That was 5 minutes. Just out of curiosity, how many got at least 10? At least 10. Not everybody. At least 15? Fewer, but still impressive. At least 20. Yay! Okay, so for those of you who got a lot of ideas, how did you do it? What did you do? What were techniques that you used to help you think about it? Yes, Nikita.
Touching it, holding it, looking at objects nearby that, and thinking about how it could work with certain objects. Or...
So that's a really situated interaction way of thinking. It's like, what are the circumstances under which I would use this? Anastasia, you had some.
I went to my brain and thought about things I do, just generally, and then thought about where the pencil would come in handy. And I remember Mathieu said one exercise that is about going through all the senses and thinking about what can I do with something, thinking about each of my senses, and that's when I thought of, oh, I can smell it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Smell the graphic.
Right. You can smell the fact that it's it.
And you?
Other, yes, because you had a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I just relax my brain and try not to think about the pencil as like a normal pencil. It's just what I would, like how it's made of, what it's made of.
Very
and
nice.
How I could use it not as a pencil itself.
Okay. That's like thinking about the properties of the pencil and not thinking about it as, I mean, it's designed, it's a designed object that, you know, lets you write. But it's all kinds of other things potentially other. How many of you use it, my guess is, well, it depends, use it to tie your hair? Okay, yeah, good
can
one.
Can we go around and each
Let's
person says one thing that hasn't been said before?
Yes, and we'll be kind to the people at the beginning. So we'll start here and work around, and then it's going to get harder and harder and harder as you go back to the side. So how about
draw?
To draw?
To draw,
okay.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Use it as a bookmark?
A bookmark?
A bookmark.
Okay, Bill?
Dice.
See, now that's nice. I like
as a,
that.
I didn't hear.
As dice, you know, basically to kind of
a,
like a choice for making choices, Jay.
Use it as a wand.
As a wand, yes. All right.
Like
Eric?
A director's.
To draw an outline of a pencil.
Yes, sure, why not?
Here, yeah.
As a spinner, right?
Spinner, yeah.
Which is similar to that one, but it's a little different. Okay.
To make holes on papers?
Yes, to make holes.
Make holes, yeah.
Matthias.
Spread the ink to make some art.
To which?
To make some art, just spread the ink.
Oh, yeah, to spread the ink out. Mm,
okay. Okay, spread the ink.
Self-defense.
Self-defense, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
To
scrape your skin, to scratch.
To scratch?
Scratch.
To scratch
yeah.
Yours.
So, to put elastic in hands, basically in shalwar, is basically a traditional dress, so we put elastic.
Oh, like
yes,
a bow?
Oh, to do it.
In the, like, pen, to put elastic.
Okay.
To tie your...
To tie. Why not? That's good.
Yes.
Yeah?
To align different items.
Okay, yes, that's a good one.
Yes.
Ashita? As which sticks?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Classic. Uh-huh. We're going to keep
June?
You for the end because you're...
Well, no, June we can still do because you're still a master student.
Yes.
We'll hold off
yes.
on the other students.
Okay.
Throw it to get attention.
Yeah. Throw it to get attention.
Throw it to get attention. Yes. Love it, yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry I don't know your name, so...
To make music?
To make music, yes. Ah. You can use it as a drum.
Oh, as a drumstick, yes.
As a ruler? Yep.
As a ruler.
Unclogging a drain.
Unclogging a drain. Ooh. I like that. Yes.
You've done that?
A cosplay tool. I love it. Okay. Yeah. How about that?
To become a weapon to play with others.
A weapon for playing with others. Okay. Nikita?
Like removing some of the, I don't know, like carbon to improve electric current.
Oh, I like that one. Okay. Melody?
Use it as a reference for perspective when you're
a perspective reference.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we've made it harder. So Oscar, do you want to try?
Pointing at something.
Pointing at something, okay.
Pointing, yeah.
Juggling with it.
Juggling with
Surprise.
It. He's a juggler. Carl, anything you want to add? To which?
Oh,
to
knit, knitting.
Of course,
yes.
Anastasia.
Biting on it while you think.
Biting on it while you think. Okay,
yes.
Good. All right, now you see that when you hear each other's process, first of all, it's important how you think about the process. This notion, I really like what you said about kind of disconnecting your brain from what it's for and thinking about it. I like this notion of thinking about the circumstances in which you do it, going through your day and all of that. All of those things are tricks to help you do brainstorming. And as you get used to brainstorming is one of those fundamental skills that you get better at by doing, and also you learn ways of tricking yourself into getting more ideas. So not bad. Now let's try, now what we want you to do is get into groups. Do we want to do this as pairs or groups?
I don't know, you're the boss.
All right, let's hold off for a second. We are going to be
working. I think in pairs, I think would be nice.
Okay, I think pairs will
because people
work,
are mostly
so
in pairs,
to
we're going to put June
back,
with
yes, so.
Yeah.
Sashida and June probably will work, and then it doesn't quite work perfectly, but we can find, you can work in threes. You can find a group.
They can have 1 week, there's going to be
okay.
One group of three.
So can I have just one of them so I can look at it? So this is now, I mean, in a sense, we probably should have picked something other than pencils because you've now just heard a bunch of different ideas. But what we'd like you to do is discuss between yourselves about this in terms of the activities that you do. So this is related to what two of you were talking about, but it still has this notion of being able to dissociate. What are the properties of the properties of a pencil for which a particular activity would make it useful? So if you're thinking about cooking.
Maybe you guys work together
if you're
for
thinking
this
about getting dressed, repairing an object, riding a bicycle, these are just examples of activities that you, in the pair of you, do together. But so just find an activity or set of activities that you both do. The common ones, you can just use these, like cooking and riding a bicycle, or you can find other ones. And then think about how the properties of a pencil would help you accomplish those activities. And see if you can generate more ideas by thinking about the situated action, the use of this in that context, okay? And I'm gonna give you another 5 minutes, and we'll see how far we get there.